tariffs are often described as a tool for making foreign countries pay. But that framing misunderstands what tariffs actually are and who bears their cost. A tariff is a tax placed on imported goods when they enter a country. While it may sound like the foreign producer is being punished, the tariff is typically paid by the importing company at the point of entry. Those importers then respond the way most businesses do when costs rise. They pass some or all of the cost along to consumers through higher prices, or they absorb the cost and reduce profits, wages, or investment. In practice, tariffs are not primarily a tax on foreign companies. They function as a tax on domestic buyers of foreign goods, whether those buyers are businesses or ordinary households. This cost structure is why tariffs usually raise prices. If a U.S. retailer imports refrigerators, steel, clothing, or electronics, and a tariff is added, the importer must either charge more for that product or accept smaller margins. Even when the tariff pushes the company to find alternative suppliers, the transition itself is expensive. Either way, consumers face fewer options, higher prices, or both. Tariffs can also harm domestic manufacturers who rely on imported inputs. For example, a company that builds cars or appliances may need imported steel, aluminum, or components. Tariffs raise their production costs, making them less competitive at home and abroad. Most economists, therefore, prefer free trade, not because they romanticize globalization, but because trade allows countries to specialize in what they can produce efficiently and exchange goods for mutual benefit. When markets are open, consumers gain access to lower prices and more variety, and businesses can buy the best inputs at the best cost. Over time, free trade tends to expand economic output, encourage innovation, and improve living standards. It also pressures firms to become more efficient rather than relying on government barriers to avoid competition. While free trade can create winners and losers in the short term, especially in industries facing foreign competition, economists generally argue that the overall gains are larger and that governments can address the disruptions through retraining, mobility support, and targeted safety nets rather than by restricting trade itself. Another major drawback of tariffs is retaliation. When one country imposes tariffs, other countries often respond with tariffs of their own. This can quickly escalate into a trade conflict where exports shrink, global supply chains fracture, and uncertainty rises. Farmers and exporters tend to suffer early in retaliation cycles because other countries target politically important or easily taxed products. Instead of strengthening a nation's economy, widespread tariff battles often result in reduced trade, slower growth, and strained diplomatic relationships. That said, tariffs are not always irrational. They can be used to protect strategic industries, particularly those tied to national security, such as defense manufacturing, energy independence, semiconductors, and critical infrastructure. A country may decide that maintaining some domestic capacity is worth paying higher costs, especially during geopolitical instability. In these cases, the goal is not efficiency, but resilience, ensuring that essential goods and technologies remain available even if international trade is disrupted. However, protection can carry an irony. Shielding an industry from competition may help it survive in the short run, but it can weaken it over time. When companies are protected by tariffs, they may face less pressure to innovate, improve quality, or reduce costs. They can become dependent on political support rather than competitive performance. What begins as defense for an industry can become a permanent crutch, making it less adaptable and less dynamic than foreign rivals. In the end, tariffs are powerful but blunt tools. They can protect specific sectors and signal political resolve, but they also raise costs at home, provoke retaliation, and risk turning temporary protection into long-term economic weakness.